Hello, everybody. I'm Lori Jo Vest, and it's time for another episode of Rev and Reach. I am here with Popspeed Digital Marketing LLC team member Kylie Metcalf. Say hi, Kylie.
Hi, everybody.
And we are here to pull back the curtain and show you how we do digital marketing. And today we want to talk about smaller businesses, and that might mean you haven't hit $1 million yet. Maybe you're 2 or 3 million in that range. Let's say like 3 million and under. And it can be really difficult to decide, you know, how much marketing you need to do. And there never seems to be a budget, right? And so what we want to talk about is ways that things that you can do that can get your business going in the right direction and use our own agency as an example. Kylie, you do all of our marketing efforts at this point in time. What do you think?
I think one of the things that we have learned along the way, and obviously, you know, we have an interesting perspective here, right? Because we're a digital marketing agency that for a long time, I think it's fair to say, neglected our own digital marketing, right? Because
yeah. It was all referrals.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everything that was referrals.
It's 100% true. So we just, for a while, we didn't have a need for it. And then as we kept growing, we were like, okay, how are we gonna, you know, do this and make the time? And it's so easy for that to get lost in the shuffle, even for us, yep. When it's, you know, the lifeblood of what we do every single day for our clients. And we should be practicing what we preach. It's very easy to have the mindset client first because, you know, of course they are, but we need to grow too. Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think, and I'm sure you would agree, Lori, that we noticed when we, like really put our feet down and started getting serious about how we were going to, you know, promote ourselves kind of, you know, on the side of our clients, is that it takes time, and that's not something to beat yourself up over or fear or, you know, anything like that. It's just the simple fact of life is that in the nature of our work, our clients come first. And when we have time, we work on our own stuff, we make it better, we hone it in. And we've been, Lori, you'll have to remind me how many years we're going on, like the agency existing. And here we are, digital marketing, and we just started our podcast this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 7 years. Seven years.
Lucky number seven. Woohoo. But yeah, I think the first thing I'd say is just that it's going to take time to get to a place that you're happy with, and where you're doing all of the things that you quote unquote should be doing. And that's okay. You know, ultimately the work that makes you the money is what's going to come first and be the priority is where I think that conversation should start.
But what I noticed with us, which I think is probably based on my experience in business in the past, still relevant, is it's referrals. If your business all comes from referrals and networking, that is amazing. It's really good. However, if you really want to grow your business, it's extremely difficult to grow your business on referrals. There's a lot to that. And as soon as you get a referral, what is the first thing they do? Go look at your social media. Go look at your website. Go look at your everything, your presence online. What does it look like? Are you on Google Business? Are you, you know, what do your reviews look like? So there's a lot of things that people are checking digitally before they even call you. So if a referral comes in, you want to make sure that you look good, that your platforms, your channels that you are on are built out, that you're posting regularly. But as a small business, I know you can get away with posting a little less regularly, maybe just twice a week. That is very reasonable, right? I mean, Kylie, is that the cadence that we do right now?
Yeah. For us personally, we're twice a week right now, sometimes three, but it's you have to keep it manageable, right? Because depending especially on what your business is, you're not going to have the time, especially with if you have a small team, if you don't have an agency at the moment, if it's just simply not in your marketing budget, you have to stay realistic. And I think that two, sometimes three cadence is good, especially what you just said, Lori, in that foundational basis. If you're super referral based and ultimately your goal at this point, as opposed to just, really hitting the ground running and growing super fast. If right now you're good with those referrals, you still need that that place to send those referrals to get a better idea without having to have, a salesy type conversation. Just let them get to know you on their own a little bit. That foundation, that user-friendly website that's pretty and appealing, that baseline of social content is so important to make a good first impression.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what I would also add is that when we started small. We started with social media. We started with blogs. And the blogs were maybe once a month. Social media was, not as frequent as it could have been. And then we used that time with those things to just get into a rhythm, get into a groove. Make it part of your day, make going to social part of your day, make creating content a part of your week. Maybe it's something you do on Friday afternoons when it's nice and quiet, you plan for the next week. And then with the newsletter, setting a hard date to send it. We send ours on the first of the month at like 12:05 a.m. and we call it We Got Here First. Now, it's not an original idea. We stole that from an agency that used to use it, doesn't use it anymore. And that's not competitive with us. And it has a hard deadline. It's got to go out on the last day of the month, period. So there's no excuses. Sometimes that means we're doing it on that day, but we're doing it, and we're developing our list. That's the best way to develop your list is to have a compelling newsletter or monthly missive that you send out that has useful information for your audience. And that builds relationships. And past companies, when I've done marketing for different places I've worked over the years, I was in sales and marketing. So you're kind of managing the whole thing. And I would get calls after we sent our silly little newsletter. Hey, I was just thinking of you guys. And hey, I've got a bid for you. Do this bid for us, And I would get work from the newsletter that we did. That was before social media. It's been a long time. But before social media, we sent one out just once a month and people would respond because, again, it's repetitive touch points and it's top of mind awareness. You want to stay in that consumer's purview so that they see you in various and assorted places. Anything else to add to this, Kylie? What are you thinking?
I think websites on top of that. I think a lot of brands get this right now. I think some still don't, but just the importance of really investing in your website. I would say social is massively important. Adding a newsletter on top of that can be extremely helpful when you have the time and the resources to do it. But if you're not investing in your website, for me, this is not research-based. This is personal, but I do think a lot of people would agree, just in the digital age that we're in, if you don't have a website that looks somewhat modern, at least a little bit like you took, the time or invested in it, or made it a user-friendly experience, it will just instantly turn people off and away from your brand. If you don't make their experience or the pathway to learning about your business easy, no one's going to do it, A. And B, it really is an indicator that although you might be an industry expert and have every that small but mighty mindset and like really know what you're doing, a bad website really like kind of leads people to think otherwise, that
You
maybe you
don't
really don't know what
care.
you're doing. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
not
or you just don't
caring
care.
is a really good way to put it. So that would be, if your website's lacking right now, I think that would be a really good place to start, to kind of inch your way towards, that process of having a real digital marketing effort. I would suggest not stopping there, but if you're really not thrilled with your website, I think that's something that should be an immediate change.
Absolutely, because it does, and it does lead traffic. It helps with search because people do go to Google. Somebody told me the other day that kids 18 and 19 don't ever use Google. Well, they're using the other search engines, which are social media at this point.
Yeah, TikTok, YouTube, right?
Yeah, they'll search everywhere. We're in a place right now with search engine optimization where people are just searching everywhere. And TikTok is a huge place where people go to find information. And same thing with Instagram, Facebook, all of them. So if they're looking for a vendor for something or a service provider, you want to be there. You want to be there and be active so you don't look like you've stopped posting. Don't stop posting for 2 or 3 months. Once you start, keep going. Consistency is key, and it makes you look like a long-standing, successful business when you have a nice social media feed, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree.
Yep. So I think that's all we've got on this topic. This is a short one. And if you're a small business, we'd love to hear from you. We are one of those agencies that works with both global organizations as well as, smaller. We have a charter school client. We have a, nonprofit client. We work in a lot of different categories, and we would love to at least talk to you. Maybe there's something we can do to help you with your website and get you started with a social strategy that then you can implement. So there's a lot of ways we work with customers, and we have small business clients that that get great results from what we do. So that's what we've got. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again soon with some helpful, useful information on how to get more ROI out of your social and digital marketing efforts. Please feel free to connect with Kylie and I on LinkedIn. We're both open networkers there and would love to hear from you. So take care. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, everybody.